Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series that we're calling Love Songs. And it was sort of a sex part two. We talked about sexual sin a couple of weeks ago and why does God put the boundaries around sex that he does. And this week was more looking at, okay, specifically sex within marriage, within those boundaries. How do we guard and grow this gift that God has given us? How do we approach this in a way that is healthy and Christ-honoring? And so we read from Song of Solomon chapter 4, where, you know, the husband and wife are really kind of delighting in each other, and honestly, a little comical at times because the language in there is it's very suggestive at times. And so, you know, we did our best to kind of read through that. But then I took us to Philippians chapter 2 and 1 Corinthians 13 as well. And talking to husbands and wives, I read from Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, 4, 5, 6, and 8. And I want to read that here. The Apostle Paul is not speaking specifically to husbands and wives here. He's speaking to all of us as far as living out our Christian life. And he says this: do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. My point in reading that passage was to say, you know, guys, this is how the Apostle Paul tells us to live our lives, that based on what Jesus has done for us, we are to take that same attitude of wanting to serve others and consider the interests of others above our own, because that's what Jesus did for us. We're to love our neighbors as ourselves. And really, you know, I said, you know, if you're married, your spouse is your closest neighbor. This applies to marriage as well. We are to love our wives this way, to love our husbands this way, to love our spouses in such a way that we honor them, that we consider them first, that we look to their interests and not just our own. And specifically this Sunday, it was, okay, sex within marriage. We have to take that attitude. That attitude can't stop, you know, at the bedroom. We take that attitude into the bedroom, into our marital intimacy, and saying, I want to seek to serve rather than be served. And the phrase I gave us was, you know, sex within marriage, it's humble, it's Christ-like, it's self-giving, not selfish, demanding, and self-gratifying. And in that way, right, we've said all along, God's design for human love is really just a reflection of a much greater love. At the end of the day, sex within marriage is about intimacy. It's about closeness. It's about being fully known and fully loved. And in the gospel, that's ultimately what we see, is that God knows everything about us. He knows every detail of our lives. He knows every flaw, every sin, every good thing about us, every regret. And yet he loves us. In Christ, we are fully known and we are fully loved. I want to give you a moment just to reflect on that. I'm going to pray for us, and then I want to encourage you to take time and pray. Father, first off, thank you for the way in which you love us. Thank you that in you, in Christ, we are fully known and we are fully loved. Father, I pray for all of us, whether married, single, divorced, whatever situation relationally we might be in right now, that we would understand the love of God for us and be able to live out of our gospel identity. And then, Father, I specifically do pray for married couples that in this area of our marriage, we would reflect Christ. Help us to be humble, to be Christ-like, to be self-giving, not selfish, demanding, and self-gratifying. Father, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time to reflect and then to pray.